You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and McKinley-Vellon streaming on the web at KHUM.com. Right now, I have Laura Hughes in here.
Woo. Hey, Bailey.
Local Food Resources Coordinator for Food for People.
Mm-hmm.
And you all paired with the letter carriers here to have our little section of the Letter Carriers Food Drive, because this is a national thing.
Yeah. The Letter Carriers Food Drive is a nationwide event that postal workers from throughout the United States get together and help collect food to deliver to local pantries and food banks to help their friends and neighbors in need. And we've been doing it for over 20 years. So this is our 24th annual Letter Carriers Food Drive. And we partner with our amazing local letter carriers to put on this food drive. And they collect all the food donations from folks in the community and bring those back to us or local pantries.
And they've been distributing the bags.
Yeah. So we, for the, I think this is the third or fourth year that we've been doing the donation bags. So we've got these great pre-printed blue donation bags that are postage paid and get delivered to people's mailboxes. I actually got mine yesterday. That was the only piece of mail I had in my mailbox yesterday. But so they make it really easy, and they've actually doubled donations for us when we started using the bags. And they're really visible for the letter carriers as well. They've got the nationwide artwork on one side and our local sponsors on the other. And so those go into people's P.O. boxes and wherever they collect their mail and their mailboxes. For communities that don't have the bags, they also are distributing the reminder postcards to people's P.O. boxes. And then the letter carriers swing by on Saturday when they do their regular mail deliveries and pick up all those donations at all the post office boxes and mailboxes throughout the county and bring those back to Food for People or a pantry in their community. And that's a really great way for them to work with their community to support our friends and neighbors in need. Our letter carriers are often a first line of defense and see a lot of what's going into the community in terms of missed bill notices and things like that. And I've even heard stories of some of our local letter carriers. Stuart, who's our coordinator for the letter carriers union locally, has actually been asked by some of the folks that he serves to help change light bulbs and things like that. So our letter carriers are really awesome community members that really see firsthand a lot of the struggles that folks experience here. So we're really honored to partner with them. And they do a lot of really hard work on this Saturday.
That's awesome. I had no idea that they did that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just sort of a community thing. You're there doing the mail route and somebody's like, hey, can you help me? So,
well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So this is another way that they can help give back too, which is neat. And that everybody gets together and helps out everybody else, which is awesome. What kind of foods should people put in these bags?
Great question. So we're looking for really healthy items to really meet the folks' needs that we serve. So we're looking for whole grains, high protein items like canned meat or beans, things like peanut butter, and also center of the plate meals, nice hearty soups and stews, and other sort of combination items that are good for people. We also encourage donations of canned veggies as well as canned fruit in juice as opposed to syrup, because we're really trying to meet those nutritional guidelines for the folks that we serve. And we do ask folks to avoid glass items because they do tend to break and make a mess, and it's a little bit, you know, challenging to sort through that stuff. And we also, unfortunately, can't take home canned items or rusted or bulging cans. But other than that, we really appreciate any donation that folks are able to make.
That's awesome. That's really cool. And people can also always donate money to Food for People as well.
Yeah, we can actually buy more money per dollar than the average person can. So a dollar is worth about 5 pounds of food for us. And so we always encourage financial donations. But for those of us who are less able to part with those hard-earned dollars, we definitely take donations of food. And we also take donations of volunteer hours. And volunteers are a huge part of what we do. That's how we're able to have such a wide reach throughout the community. So this weekend's event will be encouraging folks to donate. It's a really family-friendly event for folks with kids who want to come help unload all the mail trucks and sort all those donations into different food categories, and we box them up and palletize them and make them available to the pantries that we serve.
So if somebody wanted to volunteer and help with that this weekend, how would they go about that?
They could give us a call at 445-3166 and talk to our volunteer coordinator, Leah. She would love to hear from you. We usually have over about 100 volunteers that help with the event. And we are trying to get volunteers both for our Eureka warehouse location on 14th Street, as well as our Arcata drop sites that we're doing up there at Trinity Church on Alliance, right across from Murphy's Westwood there.
Okay, awesome. About what time would they be volunteering?
The drive runs all day long, but our busiest time is usually from about 1 or 2 until about 6 in the evening. That's when the letter carriers are really full on all of their routes and have to do multiple drop-offs to us so that they can continue their routes and get back to the mailrooms. And this, the timing of this food drive is really important because traditionally, by this time of year, most of our pantries have already used up the donations that have been collected during the holidays. And so this is a really great time of year to replenish the shelves of our pantries, especially since we tend to see an increased need of food bank services during the summer when kids are out of school. Unfortunately, about half of the kids in Humboldt County are eligible for free or reduced cost lunches through the schools. And so when they're out of school during the summer, they don't get access to those meals. We do have a summer lunch program for kids, but it just doesn't meet the huge need that we have in our county. So bringing in these extra donations during the summer months when families are really trying to put extra meals on the table for their kids is really important for us. So the timing of this food drive is really critical. And we typically bring in, last year we brought in over 50,000 pounds of non-perishable donations, and that's about a third of our total food drive donations for the whole year. So it's a really big event.
Wow, that's awesome. Hopefully we get more than 50,000 this year.
Hopefully,
that would be awesome.
Yeah. Our local food drive coordinator, Stuart, has been doing a great job of getting all of our more rural and remote post offices involved, and so we really are reaching out to more of the county this year than we have.
And you mentioned that there might also be bins at some rural post offices?
Yeah. So for those places that don't receive, that don't have letter carrier routes where they have like actual mailboxes and they just receive their mail at P.O. boxes in the more remote areas of the county, we do have our pantries in our network are putting food drive barrels in the lobbies of the post offices. So folks that come and check their mail because it might be a little bit more sporadic can bring donations into those food drive barrels whenever they have the opportunity to do so. And even if folks miss their letter carrier on Saturday or they happen to be out of town or whatever, our carriers typically are very willing to continue picking up donations for a week or so after the event. So we usually see a trickle keep coming in after the main day.
Well, that's super cool of them.
Yeah, they're really hardworking, awesome folks, so we appreciate everything that they do. It definitely doubles their workload.
Yeah, for sure, having to pick up bags of cans to bring them in, but they definitely don't seem, they seem extremely happy to do this.
They're really, really excited about it, and they describe how they love seeing the blue bags everywhere waiting for them, and it's just a really neat way to see the community outpouring of support.
That's awesome. And you also mentioned that you're going to have a kickoff event tomorrow at 9 a.m.?
Yeah, at the Eureka Post Office main branch on West Clark Street in Eureka. We'll be meeting with a bunch of our local letter carriers as well as some local elected officials, including representatives from Jared Huffman's office and also Mike McGuire's office. And we'll be showing our support for our letter carriers, having coffee and pastries and saying a few words. And we're even going to have a group of students from Coastal Grove Charter School come to participate in the event and support our letter carriers. So it should be pretty exciting.
That sounds neat.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. Well, wonderful. Thank you for coming in today to talk to me about this.
Thanks for making time for me, Bailey.
I will always have time for food for people.
Great.
And especially you. But remember, put some food out on Saturday. Definitely, definitely support the letter carrier's food drive. Going to go ahead and take a short break, play some messages from some of our sponsors. We'll get into the short list and some more tunes in just a few minutes. You're listening to KHOM.